Vivian Yarns, 1976, Season 1, Episode 1, Tompkinson's School Days. Good evening. You know, I think it was J.K. Chesterton who once said, the follies of my youth. Men's youth are men's youth in a glorious retrospect. No, our respect but glorious. So our story tonight, the follies of men's youth are respect glorious compared to follies of our old age, compared to the follies of this sherry tonight. Oh no, I think it was J.K. Chesterton who once said, the follies of our youth respect glorious compared to the follies of our old age. So tonight, concerns a boy confronted at one and the same time with the follies of youth and old age. That is it. Was it? Okay, fine. I've been in Greybridge for 2 weeks, a dull, forbidding place. It produced such misery in my soul and fear in my mind. I had never known in my entire whole life. Everything about the place seemed designed to crush the soul and break any reserve of pride I ever had. Thank you, Foster. Next, please. Being headmaster was just one of those ghastly chores produced such suppression with me. Ouch, that's better. There was a grossly fight with a grizzly bear, which all the new boys had to go through. There said Tudge's Day, whereby our tradition, boys have been at school for less than 2 years, allowed to be nailed to the walls by senior purples. Day always began the same way, welcomed by stations at 3:30. After 2 games of football, we assembled morning prayers in a big hall. Oh Lord, we give thee humble and hearty thanks for that. This, a gift of discipline, knowing it's only through the constraints of others, we have come to know ourselves. If in a true misery can we find true contentment. We ask free, especially today, O Lord, to remember the owner, trainer and writer, Duncan Sir Boy, of League of Chepson, and made a fire of thee just an awful worth, full upon Briggs, Dermerton, Paper Miner and Tookery. Amen. It's come to my knowledge that certain boys been helping Master to escape. Some parts of guide have been found in History 6 form library. This must not be repeated. How I long to be able to hop like a 2-year-old boy, your boys, not have asked permission to breathe out after 10:30. How I dreaded to say where you all did the sight of Grayson, the school bully. He once won the public school's bullying cup. Last year, extraordinarily vicious Aykroyd of Charterhouse, a kicking of fags, Harrington Club. I say, sorry, Grayson, you call me school bully, you miserable little tyke. 5 years after the start of term, I had amazing stroke of luck. I was actually shot in stomach by Monsieur Lempot during the French translation. I ended up in a school sanitarium. Now, at last, my parents could come visit me. I could tell them not of the horrors I was going through. I was sure they would understand. Hello, Mummy. Hello, Thompson. How are your wounds? Not bad. Here, I brought you these. What are they? Shoe trees, dear. Oh, super. Where's Daddy? Solve power again, dear. Oh, lucky Daddy. I wish I could be there. Thompson? Yes, Mummy. He may not be back from the pole. You mean? Yes. Here's a woman down there. I have a woman, Mummy, besides you? I'm afraid so. Keeps going back there, you know. That's his 146th expedition. They realise, fully mapping the animal, movement of the polar ice shelf. Yes, so did we all. Mummy, perhaps I should come home. No. Afraid you must stay here, Thompson. A nice gentleman's agreed to pay your school fees for 4 years. The headmaster says you can stay. It's free during holidays, but Mummy, afraid I'm the only thing we can do, Thompson. I can continue to send you cakes, of course. Mummy, please. Afraid I must go now, dear. I do hope the wounds heal up. Oh, you're nothing, honestly, Mummy. Please let me just come back. Are you coming, Smith? Yes, Mrs. Hoggins. Goodbye, Thompson. Bye-bye, Mummy. I shattered. Couldn't believe that my father would go off like that. Another woman. It was essential for a start. At a moment, Honor resolved to do everything in my power to escape from Greybridge at the first opportunity. Play well, boy. Keep play well play that boy. Keep him in there. In there, in there. Get him, get him. Bravo, well taken. Oh, well taken, Thompson. Come on, Thompson, run, run, run. Well played, boy. Well played, Thompson. I was 16 miles from Greybridge before I was caught by a school leopard. 2 weeks later, I tried to get this outskirted woman. Morning, Chaplin. I was caught by Mr. Moodley, Spanish Faster. Get off me, good Lord, Thompson. From now then on, I was confined to indoor activities only. Jolly good, jolly good. Now, what are you boys doing? Ah, it's very good. Now, what's this here? Ah, yes, pretty good. What is that? Thompson, it's a model icebreaker, sir. Bit big for a model, isn't it? Full-scale model, sir. And what is a full-scale? If it's full-scale, Thompson. Tumblinkinson, it's an icebreaker. It's good, isn't it, sir? I've got 3 inches and enormous. No, no, it's not a point. Not a model? I'd be a hell if this comes out speech day expedition. Are you a very stupid boy building an icebreaker like this, Tumblinkinson? Yes, sir. Wouldn't say anything to the headmaster if you don't get down, if you get it down to minimum 4 foot. But, sir, there's 1,500 tons of steel in this. You want to come and see the headmaster with me? No, sir. I'll melt it down at once. Yes, sir. Sorry, sir. I see no way I could escape from this prison. Daily my depression and misery mounted. Till one day, amongst the usual game announcements, school no support. Something caught my eye. On June 12th, a big school, Rear Avenue, Sir Vincent Smythe Osterson, Postborough, would address the school. I wondered, could this be my chance for our school lecture this term? We are very fortunate to secure the services of one most famous and distinguished old boys, Postborough, Rear Avenue, Sir Vincent Smythe Osterson. Applause, applause. Hello, boys. How nice it is to be here. Speak up, who said that? Like to say, shut up, who was it? Right, the tire back 3 rows will come to beat me this evening. Carry on. Just returned from exploring one of his enormously interesting pub ice caps. I bought it for over 3 months, 8 hours a day. Got up 9 o'clock. I was bored until 6 o'clock. With 1 hour non-exploring, break for lunch. And during that time, I can seriously say, bought it in his highness name, heir of your size of Yorkshire. He has stopped it. If the boy refuses to show the breaches spontaneously, I shall force it to close down instantly, burn selected boys. His area, wait. Is that clear? Go on. His area is a polar cap, ice cap. I called Greybridge Land. This is the moment I've been waiting for. You know, boys, there's nothing worse than seeing a human body abused. Rubbish. Who said that? Mr. Ryan, sir. Oh, I see. Sorry, I thought it was one of the boys. Come on. Hurry up. The future of our children, let's all stand and sing the school song. My school, la la la. Lecture finishing soon. I have felt myself being lifted up. You what? At last, I was on my way up the Greybridge. Not breathing, daring to breathe. I looked out at the new world outside. I was very good, Ellis. Very good indeed. Thank you, Professor. You see you better, see some better money there. But why the school song? For it was jolly good wits end, sir. Just came to me. Well, stick to script if you're jealous. Yeah, oh no. Well, this end of the trunk things come really hard for me. My ears are sewn back and 3 weeks detention to sit in a sack on a school maggot pit. But the first time I came to the centre of some attention at Greybridge, found myself once again in the presence of Grayson, the school bully. Come in return for not hitting any of the masters to hide their grace and certain privileges. Chance of being unmarried. Filipino women in his book rooms. Bagging opium. Having a song instead of prayers. You've been on term cruise to South Africa. South America and look fit and well. Our Thompson said, ha ha, you pulling little creepies. You really are the ugliest and most unpleasant little wook face of vermin. Only a misfortune of encounter. I sighed a brief sigh of relief. At least he liked me. Some filthy little creeps at lower school told me you're all about your skipping tricks. That's right, sir. Don't answer back, you smutty little oik. Sorry. Don't you know that all sudden escape routes in the school are managed by myself and Chaplin? No. Why do you think Chaplin's always love? And guess me, they're doing solid works. For he liked it. Shut up, I'm talking. Of course he doesn't like it. He likes it because I tell him. Because I'm the only person he knows. You like to get Archbishop Cook Hick. Mr. Hopkins going to be an archbishop when he's finished digging? He thinks that's what it's going to be, York or Cambridge? Canterbury? Which is sad, really. Oh, where is it? Snogakov. It's in Ukraine. Pretty cold and food's unspeakable. I can't help that. Anyway, the point is, the chaplain has nearly completed the network of tunnels. It's well along. The last thing we need is a buddy to twerp. Like you, Scully boy. Are you Scully? Haha. Yes, we're just talking about you. What? No, afraid. He hasn't come yet. What? Oh, no, I'm afraid. I'm not. It's arrived. It asks about a hat. An ambitious hat. I'm sorry? No, you can't start this weekend. Why? Well, the old one has to die. For a start, that's why. No, I could do that, not do that. Sorry, anyway, what? Oh, you haven't. Oh, you idiot. And Tom said, yes. You were very keen to get out of this place, aren't you? Rather. Yes, pick him up. Well, although I loathe and detest the sight of your odious little face, prepared to let you in very first to try at the chaplain's new tunnel. Oh, thank you, bully. Yes. Do you like girls? Who, Suki? Yes, Scobbly. Suki, how would you like to show Tompkinson the tunnels? Keeping company, you know. Gosh, a cigarette. So it was, 4 hours later, carrying 700 cigarettes, clearly drunk, the half-naked, unmarried Filipino lady, merged behind the desk in a headmaster's study. Chapman now sitting full and patient to get his atmospheric. I finished the tunnel just 100 yards too early. Found guilty of smoking, drinking, lying, thieving, breaking headmaster's writing desk, escaping without permission. The sentence is the most awful penalty the school could provide. A 30-mile hop against St. Anthony's. Training on a hop was a nightmare. But after 3 weeks of those nightmares, with a hopping term, team, neck and a nun, never get the day of the hop. Whole school was a fever, mostly dysentery, very, very, few cases of back water fever and scurvy amongst the old boys. Both St. Anthony's, a Buddhist heroic school in Yorkshire, a legendary hoppers. As soon as we online, Mr. Griffith, who was a grody for a day, gave us such traditional pedophiles. Ready for periphery? Tall laddie before periphery? Weenie laddie for periphery? Middle-sized laddie for treat big periphery? Thank you, grody. Good luck, Greenbridge. Boys of Great Dundee's of Greenbridge School. Hop ye, you girl this day. On your marks, set, get set, hop. Up Greenbridge, we all did our best. Good God knows. We're severely weakened by our training. We were no match with Sir Burns' boys, many of whom had hopped internationally. We had headed to the mountains. Rocks began to take their toll. Young bodies varied by 3 terms of athlete's foot. The 12.5 miles I saw, Venian of 5A fall and die exhausted. After 70 miles, he joined by Esprey, Kenworth, Cranworth, P.E., Spitwell, Emerson, Stapper Minor. I knew that my own time would soon be up. 25th mile, wave of darkness swept over me. Could go no further. This is it. Hello. There, you swimming little creep. School bully, look, you little toad. I'm so bad getting you to this spot. On the hop. It'd be all right. Oh, of course it won't. You petty little twerp. You won't let that down. You're not lost. Of course, nobody for gravy chairs. Now, I've got something here that might like help a little bit. Now, you just have to have a little sniff of that. What is it? Well, it's sort of smelling salts. Yes, you'll do it. You just have to sniff it. Gosh, yes, here we are, you are. Keep you on your foot for a bit. Good, well, good luck, you dismal little creep. You don't know what Grayson had given me, but the mountains looked wonderful that day. Huge green monsters grappled with black soot-like demons, cliffs and crannies. I heard sheep talking, grass reciting poetry. A father with Sidninson was on something when he explored Greenland. Now I can understand it. I felt I could hop forever. I know, where is she in? I must see her. I'm afraid she's busy, sir. Don't care, I must see her. She's playing tennis, sir, thank you. Do you want a bit? No. Mummy Tompkinson. Oh, good Lord, Mr. Bradbone. What a service, nothing else. Well, that's why I'm here. You can't just let the school morning gone Your schooling gone, Dominickson. You went to me, you went to your father. Mummy, you can't send me back to that prison. Don't be silly, dear. You don't know what it's like when they torture and beat you. Very interesting, dear. Mother, never going back. Now listen, before your father died on the last fatal tour, I made a solemn prayer. I would always, always keep at school. Let me go and see him. You understand? Don't be a fool, dear. He's at the other end of the world. Earth is surrounded by 5 million square miles of untrodden ice and snow. How on earth do you think you'll find him? Well, you got his address. Yes, but I couldn't give it to you, Mother. He made me promise never to reveal his whereabouts. Remember the press. I'm not... Oh, no. No, you must go back to Greybridge, as he would have wanted. I must get on with the gardening. But surely, there's some rhubarb for the journey. Goodbye, Thompson. Tomkinson. Sorry, Tomkinson. Papa, Mother. Who is this? Who is what? This man. What man? Good Lord, get off. Get your hands off my mother. Tomkinson, Danny, enter. Sorry I'm late, buddy. I was detained by prayers. Heard your good news? Have you? Tomkinson won the hop? Yes, yes, jolly good. Yes, yes. He says, jolly, jolly good. Are you going anywhere, buddy? Yes. I've been offered a job at Eton. At Eton? Yes, Eton. Have you heard of it? Haven't you? Silly little headmaster. Yes, of course, buddy. His school buddy's left to join the government. They want me the job. £2,000 a year. Meals up, sent up from London. House in France. Dream prep. Insurance to cover all boys' damages. Think it's very good luck. Good. Look, you can't just leave this like this, you know. Me and parents send the boys to Greybridge just to be bullied by you. Afraid it's your problem, you scruffy little creature. No, just let's think about it. Me and Greybridge has got a good name for bullying. You can appoint somebody else, enough. Easy enough, can't you? But you can't do this to me. You know there's nobody in the school with your strength, your effortlessness. No, Monsieur, well, Tomkinson, I'm going to make him head of school. Oh, come on. He deserves more than that. After all, he's the only one who's ever won the hop. Goodbye, Suki. Yes, we won the hop. But bullying does it all the things, you know. I mean, did you think he's up to it? As I said, go back to the leafy English countryside. Towards Greybridge, 1,000 memories created in my mind, the horrors that had created my life. There and the many lives, so many of my friends and companions, and that what was ruining my life for 3 more years. Well, the system like that ever changed. There's no hope left. Here he comes, bright boy, stand straight. He is here at the first. Couldn't believe what was happening, but slowly realised perhaps there's a chance to change Greybridge. Boy, 3 cheers for Tomkinson. Hip hip hooray! That series being offered to me. Good go, Tomkinson. Well, of course I knew I would go to it in easy stages. Call me school bully, you ghastly little toe, ha ha. Jolly good, huh? I knew you'd make a go of it, Thompson. Tomkinson, cloth ears. Sorry, school bully. Let's sing the song. School song. The school, my school, how bravely she stands. Long.